Q105.
On a day like today, you just got to butt dance, Susie. That's what you got to do. Q105, home of the $1,000 payoff. Your next chance to play with Russ at noon. Johnny at 3. Johnny at 6. Win some cash. Kind of a rainy morning. And then thunderstorms this afternoon. They say there's a warm-up. Going to be you get up to close to 60. We're at 39 right now. So it's not really moving since we started the show. All right, we're about done for the day, and I'm looking on Twitter, and I see that The Blade just tweeted, teens and young adults are allegedly snorting condoms and yanking them right back out of their mouth in what's become known as the condom snorting challenge. You want to see what it looks like, these crazy kids? It's my blog today. Yeah.
It's hard to watch.
At least they're using condoms. That's
you ready good. To go, Paul? You ready to snort the old condo? No. It's going to be a thing. No. Come on, you're our danger boy. No.
We should probably get a different danger boy.
I mean, I saw somebody online snort a spaghetti.
No.
Yeah, spaghetti up their nose and it came out their throat. Yeah, and they brought it back
what
out.
What about a food item up your nose?
What about a food item? Yeah, how about that?
If
how about a spaghetti?
And it's in your stomach, it's a win-win.
Yeah.
I don't use nasal spray.
You don't? So why is that?
Because I find it odd to put things in your nose.
Ew.
What about your finger?
Okay.
You know you've done that.
Everything except the finger.
Finger's good?
Yeah. I could never be a cokehead because I could never snort. It's just too weird for me.
Okay.
That's totally honest, Paul. I love your honesty. It's so great.
That's cool.
And refreshing. All right, tomorrow, Paul will snort the condom. So that's what we're going to do. A couple of texts here. Oh, and we were talking about what do you do when somebody takes their grocery cart and slams into your vehicle, and what do you do? I would have gotten out, taken a picture of them and their license, and asked for insurance information.
Ooh, that's good.
Makes sense.
Okay.
If there was damage to their car, something similar happened to me once. I didn't witness it. Somebody opened their car door on my car. They did not leave a note. It cost me $350 to fix it. I wrote a letter to the editor of our local paper stating date, location, and time of the incident. I said, you know who you are, and thanked them for being so inconsiderate.
Oh, okay.
That's
sure
one way to
feel
go.
Better about, you know, just...
Well, you don't have to write to the paper anymore. You just call me and you can whine on the air. Man, remember the old days?
True.
You didn't go on Facebook. You called me. Mm-hmm. Good times. And here's a question for listeners. I guess I wish I'd have saw this one earlier. It's a good question. Would you rather have your team get beat handily, like Michigan last night, or lose on a buzzer beater on a last second shot? So Michigan got beat, Villanova. Mm. I don't feel bad about it at all because Michigan overachieved and they really had no business being. They should have lost to Houston and they didn't, but whatever. So they played good for like 10 minutes and then it was over. Me personally, I don't care if it's football, basketball, you know, whatever, baseball, walk-off home run. I'd rather get beat handily than lose at the last second as a buzzer beater.
You got time to grieve. You got time to
prepare.
Because
when you lose at a buzzer beater, you're sitting there going, oh, man, if we just would have made our foul shots, it wouldn't have mattered. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. That's why it didn't bother me last night. As a matter of fact, I turned it off. I went to bed. Sleepy time.
Yeah.
I knew at halftime it was over. But I just said, screw it. I'm up this late. So the second half started about, I don't know. Time was it 10:30?
Oh wow!
I think it was when it started back up again, 10:40, and within the first 5 minutes, Michigan's down by 14. I'm like, good night, check please. Regis started at 9:20, something like that. Whatever.
About ballpark time.
So there you go. I wasn't cranky today either.
No.
For only getting like 4 hours
actually,
sleep.
No,
I've been friendly as hell.
You have been friendly as hell.
If I don't mind saying so myself.
You only choked me out once. That was good.
Only once, Paul.
That was cool.
All right, so if you're hurting about last night's game and the... hey, I won the candy bar, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, we heard.
But if you... it was in all the papers. if you're missing the NCAAs, maybe this can help.
The NCAA tournament is over. And millions of Americans are waking up today with troubling symptoms. Chronic lethargy, unnecessary bracket checking, painful non-basketball conversations with loved ones, acute sports-free plans with family or friends, and occasional glimpses of reality. If you suffer from post-March Madness, there is a cure. It's called baseball. Ask your doctor if baseball could be right for you. And restore your family's faith in your normal behavior of being distracted and emotionally unavailable.
Mudhens opening day a week from Thursday, and we're live at the Ye Olde Cock and Bull. So make sure you stop by and say hi. All right, Paul, nice job today.
Hey, you're the best. Have a good one.
Susan, you're rock solid.
Yep, thanks, boss. Thanks, listeners.
Russ Ryder coming up next, kicking off 105-minute free ride. Till next time, this is Denny Schaefer saying doing what you love is freedom. Loving what you do, that's happiness. Keep dreaming. And remember, Toledo's Q105.